analog or an anti-metabolite of cytidine. Initial chemotherapy trials of it were disappointing because a very high dose of it was used and it was found not to be significantly clinically beneficial. But what's important is this drug inhibits DNA methylation, or rather inhibits the enzyme that does it. And so here we've taken a bladder cancer cell line that doesn't express P16, we've treated it with 5-azacitidine, and you see that P16 gradually gets turned on again after 5 days. This drug's quite toxic, but this drug is orally active, certainly in various mammalian species. And so it's hoped that potentially you could give an orally active drug to allow re-expression of various genomic events. And here we see a trial on hematological malignancies where we're looking at the levels of DNA methylation in patients over varying times. And what you see is that the 5-methylcytidine content goes down significantly in these tumour suppressor promoters over time with the treatment, systemic treatment of 5-azacitidine in this case. So there's huge potential here. The problem at the moment is that many of these drugs are non-specific, but they are giving us insights into the way forward. Not surprisingly, the pharmaceutical industry is very interested, and there are now numerous epigenetic drugs that are non-specific in trial. We already have a report in the JCO of a phase 3 study of decitabine, which is 5-azacitidine, being used in various solid-state malignancies, and I'm sure we'll all hear much more about it in the future. One of the